Hello, this 5 minutes with the prophetess, the finished work of Christ, episode 44. So we're going to our fundamental scripture, which is 1 Corinthians 15 from verse 1. It says, "Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also ye have received, and wherein ye stand." So was preached, received, and then you stand in it, by which also ye are saved. Then you are saved. A lot of S's. It was preached, you received, then you stand, and then you are saved. If you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless ye have believed in vain. And I always stop here and say that word. You have not believed in vain. Say it, I have not believed in vain. Ah, my profiting of this gospel will appear to the whole world. I say that over your life in Jesus' name. He said, "For I delivered unto you that which I also received, first of all. What is the priority of the gospel? First of all, how that Christ died. Oh, this is your victory. How that Christ died. And that is what we are looking at. We're looking at the death of Christ and what it means for you and what it is in the gospel. Because the gospel says, first of all, how that Christ died. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. So in talking about the death of Christ, we said that the main thing Christ came to deal with was spiritual death, which was what? The nature of the adversary, the nature of Satan. So Jesus had to become united with spiritual death in order to deal with spiritual death and then give you spiritual life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but what? Have everlasting life, eternal life, Zoe, the God kind of life. So he came to give us eternal life, which is life in a certain form. And I have explained to you the differences and grades, G-R-A-D-E-S, grades in life. Let's talk about mosquito life, fly life, talk about animal life, and I talk about human life and the differences. So when we talk about mosquito life, animal life, human life, then we have a higher life, which is the God kind of life. Now, when you look at the Bible, there are four manner of lives written in it. Four manner. I've spoken to you about Zoe, which is the God kind of life, with the highest form of life. And then I've spoken to you about Shuka. Do you remember that? If you've not heard this, then it means that you have to go into the archives and listen to the preceding podcast. Then you'll be able to, preceding episode, then you'll be able to get it. But there is a third one, which the Bible talks about, is called Bios. B-I-O-S. Bios. And that is manner of life. So bios, B-I-O-S, is what? Manner of life. Oh, you're learning a few Greek words, eh? Okay. And then the fourth one is anastrophe. Anastrophe. Which is A-N-A-S-T-R-O-P-H-E-E. A-N-A-S-T-R-O-P-H-E-E. And do you know what anastrophe means? It means confused behavior. Confused behavior. So I said Zoe or Zoe, Z-O-E, then Shuka, which is P-S-U-C-H-E, and then Bios and Anastrophe, manner of life, and confused behavior. Now, the thing is this. Now, listen to this. Strangely, the Church of God has majored on manner of life or behavior rather than eternal life. So when we preach, we'll talk about do not smoke, okay? Do manner of behavior. Smile, do well to be nice to people, okay? We're talking about manner of life, behavior, rather than eternal life. Because listen, eternal life is what determines, to a very large extent, the way or manner of life of men. Eternal life is what determines that. But many times, we would rather major on manner of life instead of eternal life. But I'm so glad that you have eternal life. Relish in it and say, I have eternal life. I have God's life. I have the highest life operating in me. You're so blessed. Bye.